"Ratty," said the mole suddenly one bright summer morning, "if you please, I want to ask you a favor." The rat was sitting on the riverbank, singing a little song. He had just composed it himself, so he was very taken with it, and would not pay proper attention to the mole or anything else. Since early morning, he had been swimming in the river, in company with his friends, the ducks. And when the ducks stood on their heads suddenly, as ducks will, he would dive down and tickle their necks, just under where their chins would be, if ducks had chins, till they were forced to come up to the surface again in a hurry, spluttering and angry and shaking their feathers at him. For it is impossible to say quite all how you feel when your head is underwater. The town revolved around the river. In summer, when the blazing sun beat down, it dozed under the weight of the sultry days. On Main Street, a sow and her litter of pigs might root along the wooden sidewalk, sharing the deeply rutted roadway with foraging hens and a hound languidly scratching his fleas. None of them gave ground when wagons, drawn by plodding farm teams, creaked by on their way to the market. On Water Street, clerks in the stores listlessly awaited buyers for butter at 6 cents a pound, sugar and coffee at 5 cents, eggs at 3 cents a dozen, native corn whiskey at 10 cents a gallon. The end seemed very near for Hudson, a Canadian Eskimo dog tethered near the shore of Hudson Bay east of Churchill, Manitoba. A 1,000-pound polar bear was lumbering toward the dog and about 40 others, the prized possessions of Brian Ledoon, a hunter and trapper. It was mid-November. Ice had not yet formed on the bay, and the open water prevented bears from hunting their favorite prey, seals. So this bear had been virtually fasting for 4 months. Surely a dog was destined to become a meal. The bear closed in. Did Hudson howl in terror and try to flee? On the contrary, he wagged his tail and grinned and actually bowed to the bear as if an invitation. The bear responded with enthusiastic body language and non-aggressive facial signals. These two normally antagonistic species were speaking the same language. "Let's play,"